Picture Palaces. This is Murphy Gibbons. The first motion pictures in Corpus Christi I have read were shadowy one-reelers called flickers. They were shown in storefront buildings. One of the first theaters, which opened around 1905, was on Mesquite. It was the Grand. After that came the Pavilion on Water Street, the Lyric on Star, and the Seaside Electric across from the Seaside Hotel. After 1910, the Rex opened on Chaparral, the Amuse-You followed in 1912, and the Queen in 1919. Kids liked the Queen because it showed the serials. William Fuller wrote in his memoirs that he was terrified the first time a serial left off with a girl tied to the railroad tracks as a train thundered toward her. The next week, Fuller wrote, a switch appeared just before the girl would have met her doom. After that, Fuller said, they would nod their heads knowingly when a girl was tied to the railroad tracks. They knew how that would turn out. The Palace on Chaparral, the city's first big theater, opened in 1926. The Leopard Street Theater opened in 1927. It later became the Melba. The Grande was on the other side of Leopard. The Ritz on Chaparral opened in 1929. The first film shown was It's a Great Life, starring the Duncan sisters. This was the city's most lavish theater, with the design of a Spanish courtyard and a ceiling painted to look like a glittering night sky. In the 1930s, the Rio opened on Chaparral and the Tower at Six Points. The North Beach Theater opened in 1942. The big new theater built downtown was the Center Theater. The Harlem on North Staples was the only theater in town that permitted integrated seating. Corpus Christi's old picture palaces were closed, torn down, or burned. The Ritz closed in 1972. The building is still there. The Palace burned in a spectacular fire in 1953. It gave the guests in the Nueces Hotel one last evening of entertainment as they watched the firefighters battle the blaze. This is Murphy Gibbons.